on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning, and he will be back on Wednesday. We go live to Ukraine right now and check in with Joseph Lindsley. Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, Joseph.
Wendy, good afternoon here in Kyiv, and pleasant day in the 70s. I just went for a nice run through some of the center of the city, past the Golden Dome cathedrals and alongside the mighty Dnipro River. And, you know, on a day like today, you see people at the outdoor cafes, people walking around in the parks, kids playing in the parks, and it feels so peaceful. You know, we haven't had a major attack on Kyiv City. It was three weeks ago from today when the Russians pounded the city. They overwhelmed the air defense, and they hit, among other things, that children's hospital on those very gruesome attacks. And, I mean, the scars of that are still, you know, sort of in everyone's soul here. Many people know those who were affected by the attacks, but it's been 3 weeks of calm here in Kyiv City. Even though it is, you know, by all reports at the front lines, I was just talking with some civilians that were doing deliveries to the front and saying that they were under shelter and how difficult it is at cities in eastern Ukraine. But major cities throughout the country have been pretty calm, and there still are many. There's still a great problem with electricity. Many people go without power most hours of the day. But now that it's no longer 100 degrees, you know, once everyone got through that, you emerged a bit stronger. And so it's a strange time of calmness here. And always during these times, there's two things that you're wondering. One, what might Russia be preparing next? And, you know, the longer you go without a major attack, you think, oh, well, maybe any moment now. But then on the good side, or the opportunity side of it, is, you know, whenever we see these windows of time, it would be the perfect chance to fortify Ukraine, to push for Ukraine to get not only the tools that they've been asking for, but especially that permission to hit Russian bases on Russian soil. And yet we don't see that. You know, Ukraine's not in the headlines at all. And so I've seen so many of these periods of relative calm that always seem to be wasted. And that's a bit of a heavy feeling, even though it feels nice here today.
I can't imagine just living on the edge like that. It's been quiet. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. I just can't imagine that anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, and it becomes a part of regular life for people. And there's all different types of anxiety with that, because you have knowing that, you know, for those who could be conscripted at any moment, knowing that you can get called up to fight, you know, knowing you need to be ready for that. For others, waiting for a phone call. From the front, you know, to see if a loved one might, you know, be injured or have lost a limb. And then, of course, you know, I heard the commercial proceeding for ketamine and dealing with PTSD. But everyone is dealing with the trauma of all the attacks they've been through. Over the weekend, I met a girl who was describing to me in great detail the cruise missile attack that she survived when it hit her building and how she climbed out of the rubble. Yes, it's always there. But there's a strain, you know. That's when I mentioned last week to the audience here, when there was the students were meeting with a member of the German parliament, and he said, "What do you prefer, peace or freedom?" And all these young kids said freedom. And so there is this insane devotion, we could say, insanity, because it's hard for us to make sense of it, to this idea of freedom. And, you know, I saw so many people commenting on the Olympics. You know, people were watching the Olympics here a bit, but so many people commenting on it. And one thing that got missed in the commentary, even in the criticism of the opening ceremony, you know, there are Russian athletes participating in the Olympic Games. They do it under a neutral flag. This for Ukrainians is the problem, not any part of the opening ceremony, but the fact that Russians can still, as their countrymen unleashes hell upon Ukraine, that they can still be allowed to participate. And I was just reading the story of a Ukrainian boxer who likely would have been in these Olympics. He won the European Youth Championship and was really one of the rising stars of Ukraine. And he signed up to fight as a soldier and was killed in 2023 at the age of 23, leaving behind his wife and child. And so, you know, we see the Olympics, we don't see the people who aren't there because they have already been killed in battle.
That is such an interesting take on that. I didn't even think about Ukraine's reaction to the Russians that are involved in the Olympics. When you went out for your jog today, is it still beautiful? Is there rubble? What's going on with what it looks like over there?
Well, in Kyiv City, there's not much rubble because, you know, Kyiv has been pretty well, very well protected by the Patriot missile defense systems and other systems. So like in Kharkiv City, you pass a lot of rubble, but not here in Kyiv. And I mean, it really looks like one of the loveliest cities in the world. There's, you know, the streets are clean. People don't litter. The parks are immaculate. There's, you know, kids are playing freely in the playgrounds. You have the beautiful Golden Dome Church of St. Sophia of Holy Wisdom. It's more than 1,000 years old, one of the oldest churches in Europe. And a mixture of sort of modern buildings and beautiful buildings from the 1800s. And it's a lovely, it's a nice city. It's a cool city. It's a city of great energy. And so if you were just dropped in there and not knowing the context, you'd say, this is a great place. I want to live here. And so many people, foreigners, say that when they're here. But, at any moment, if those alarms go off, the missiles could come. And now it's been 3 weeks, so we'll see. Hopefully it's a calm day today, but you just keep going until something happens.
Yeah, I'm wishing you calm forever. I would love to see an end to this. We have a little less than a minute left. What's on tap for you today after your jog?
Oh, Mondays are busy. I have some other interviews. I always speak on Polish TV every Monday and in English. Some other interviews and meetings here while I'm in Kyiv. It's a great chance to connect with people. There's a few blocks in the center of the city. People joke. I mean, you feel like the whole world is here. You can hear people speaking Italian or people from Texas or California. And it's really energizing to have this like superheroes from all over the world here to stand for freedom.
Well, wishing you peace, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Joseph Lindsley, how can people stay on top of things? What's the website?
You can follow us. You can check out the website, UkrainianFreedomNews.com. New website, still forthcoming.
Okay.
But at JP Lindsley on X and Instagram and YouTube.
All right. Stay safe. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Wendy. Till tomorrow.